الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مدني pearls for protection from heat. Excellence of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Kabul Ahbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, Allah Azza wa Jalla sent revelation to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, O Musa, do you want to stay safe from the thirst of the Day of Judgment? Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam said, O my Rabb Azza wa Jalla, yes. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, فَأَكْثِرِ الصَّلَاةَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ I recite Salat upon the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam abundantly. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد. Summer season is a blessing. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. Summer season is also a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and it contains numerous pearls of wisdom. When the intensity of warm spell increases, one should exercise a great deal of patience. Uttering ill words for the heat and the cold is an inappropriate thing. Complaining of summer season is something like that one is complaining about the creator of heat as if he is commenting, Look, Allah Azza wa Jalla has increased the heat. Having seen the fire, he fell unconscious. A parable. A true Muslim should seek admonition from the intensity of the heat. One should remember the horrible fire of hell and the heat of the Day of Judgment through worldly heat. When today one cannot bear this ordinary worldly heat, then on the Day of Judgment, how can one bear the fierce heat and blazing fire on the Day of Judgment? It is stated on page 177 to 178, volume 2 of the 625-page book, Allah Walon Ki Baatein. Sayyiduna Bakr bin Ma'iz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, Once Sayyiduna Rabi bin Husayn rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a tabi'i, follower of the blessed companions and the blessed companion Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, were walking along the Euphrates river and passed by the blacksmiths. When Sayyiduna Husayn rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi saw the furnace of fire, he remembered the fierce fire of hell and he fell down unconscious on the ground. We took him to his house. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came to him and called him, but he did not respond. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu went to the masjid and having led the Asr Salah, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came back and again called Sayyiduna Husayn rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, but there was no response from him. He went to the masjid and after leading the Maghrib Salah, he returned and called Sayyiduna Husayn rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi again, but still there was no response from him. Again he went to the masjid and after leading the Isha Salah, he returned, but still there was no response from him until the time of Sahri. And due to the intense cold at that time, he regained consciousness. May Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy on all of them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen bijahi Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. 4,800 deaths. We seek refuge in Allah Azza wa Jalla from the terrible heat of the world and the hereafter. We beg Him for safety. In 1436 AH, 2015, Pakistan was struck by a severe heat wave and the blessed month of Ramadan also came during these deadly heat days. According to a study, 4,800 people have died due to the heat stroke in Babul Madinah, Karachi only. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant forgiveness without accountability to all those Muslims who suffered this calamity. Ameen bijahi Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. 12 symptoms of heat stroke or sunstroke. Headache, feeling dizziness, having intense thirst, weakness and cramp of muscles, redness of skin, dryness on skin, running high fever suddenly, feeling nausea and vomiting, loss of consciousness and having fits, nose bleeding, deep breaths, getting sudden low blood pressure, feeling drowsiness, i.e. sleepiness. 7 Madni pearls of first aid. Number 1. Give Nimkol, ORS, oral rehydration solution and water to the heat stroke victim. Number 2, transfer the patient in a cool place immediately. Number 3, remove unnecessary clothes. Number 4, have the person lie down without a pillow and keep his feet slightly elevated with the support of something. Number 5, put the strips of wet cloth dipped in cold water or ice, particularly on the back, the armpits, neck and thighs of the patient. Number 6, rub the towel damped in cold water gently on the body of the patient. Number 7, take the patient to the hospital immediately. Extreme heat carries potential risk for children, old people, homeless individuals, the laborers who are exposed to extreme sun, drug addicts, those who have been suffering from any particular disease for a long time, or patients of the heart or breathing problems which have been suffering for a long time, birds and animals. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Excellence of the dua, i.e. supplication of hot weather. At the peak time of worldly scorching heat, remember the blazing sunshine, intense thirst of the hereafter, the terrible hellfire, and seek refuge from them. The noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, when one experiences the heat and it reaches an excessive level, then he should say, La ilaha illallah. It is terribly hot today. Allahumma ajirni min harri jahannam. I.e. O Allah Azza wa Jalla, I seek refuge in you from the hellfire. Allah Azza wa Jalla says to hell, my bondsman seeks refuge in me from your heat. I make you witness that I have granted him refuge from your heat. And when one experiences the cold and it reaches an excessive level, then he says, La ilaha illallahu. It is terribly cold today. Allahumma ajirni min zamhariri jahannam. I.e. O Allah Azza wa Jalla, I seek refuge in you from zamharir, excessively bitter cold. Allah Azza wa Jalla says to hell, my bondsman seeks refuge in me from zamharir, and I have granted him refuge from zamharir. The blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum humbly asked, what is zamharir of hell? The noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, it is a ditch when disbelievers will be thrown into it. Their bodies will be torn into pieces due to the severe cold. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Omitter of even a single fast without any shari reason deserves hell. Until Sharia, i.e. Islamic law, allows, it is impermissible to miss the fast. Remember, one who does not observe fast without any shari reason deserves severe torment. It is stated on page 228 of Fatawa Razaviyya, volume 20. If one works under sunshine and is a resident, not a traveller, then observing fast is obligatory for him. If one cannot observe a fast due to working under sunshine and there is a risk of contracting illness or it may cause trouble for him, then working under sunshine is haram, i.e. forbidden for such a resident. For detailed information, read the chapter Blessings of Ramadan, volume 1 of Fizan-e Sunnat. Observe fast in extreme heat, i.e. a parable. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman mentioned a parable on page 296 of Fatawa Razviya, volume 30. During migration, Sayyidatuna Umme Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha felt thirst. A bucket of water fastened with blessed rope ascended from the heavens. She drank from it, satiating her thirst. For the rest of her life, she never felt thirst again. After that, she would observe fast even in extreme heat, but would not feel thirsty. Now 3 spiritual cures are presented, which will make your fasting rather easy in hot temperature, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. 3 spiritual cures for intense thirst. Number 1. Recite Surah Al-Kawthar only one time, preceded by A'udhu and Bismillahi, after Fajr Salah, and blow on your hands. Thereafter, pass your hands across the face. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, in the state of fast, you will be protected from the intensity of thirst. Number 2. Keep reciting Ya Majidu from time to time in the summer season. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, you will be safe from thirst. Number 3. Recite Ya Majidu 10 times in the summer season and blow on lemon water, etc. and drink. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, it will protect from illness. For the protection from intensity of thirst in the state of fasting. After having eaten food at Sahri time, chew a date and take a sip of water along with, and shake both of them well in your mouth, and swallow it after mixing it. In this way, eat 3 dates one by one. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, in the state of fasting, you will be protected from the intensity of thirst all day long. 6. Domestic cures for sunstroke. Before going out in the sun, apply raw onions on the nails. Remember, it is haram to enter the masjid with foul smell of raw onion or any other thing. Rub the paste of unripe mango pulp on the soles of the feet. Take approximately 250 grams besan, i.e. gram flour, and mix it into 10 grams of camphor in water and apply it on the body. It will give coolness and prevent prickly heat. If camphor is not mixed, still it can be beneficial, but to a lesser extent. Eat tomato sauce or coconut. Eating jaggery after a meal in the summer season prevents heat stroke. After coming from the sunshine, mixing a little onion juice into honey and licking it reduces the risk of heat stroke. Use spices having cool characteristics. Number 1. In summer, using spices having cooling characteristics instead of warm characteristics, such as turmeric, dry coriander seeds, white cumin, cardamom, darchini, i.e. cinnamon, tomato, lemon, yogurt, prune, imli, i.e. tamarind, green coriander, peppermint, etc., are all beneficial. If there is a need of adding spices with warm characteristics, then use black pepper, green chilies, and crushed red pepper, etc., but only in a small quantity. Use itriyat, i.e. fragrance, having cooling characteristics. Number 2. In summer season, using fragrances having cooling characteristics or effects, for example, shamamatul amber, ambergris, henna, henna flower, gulab, i.e. rose, sandal, i.e. sandalwood, motia, i.e. jasmine, sambac, khas, kevra, pandanus, odorifer flower, champa, i.e. magnolia, etc., are beneficial to wear on clothes. Musk, kasturi, oud, amber, saffron, etc., are the fragrances having warm characteristics. These should be used in the winter season. Remember, these effects and characteristics are of real fragrances. Adulteration of chemicals reduces the effects. Islamic sisters should not use such fragrance which spread around. Tips for spending Ramadan with good health. Eat half a tandoori bread, i.e. bread baked in the clay oven, in Sahri. If it is homemade bread, then eat one or two as per need, along with yogurt with little sugar, and it is better to use it after mixing brown sugar with it. If it is suitable, eat half a kilo yogurt. Eat at least 3 dates at iftar, some fruits, bread, with simple gravy between Maghrib and Isha Salah. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, you will stay fit and healthy in the entire blessed month of Ramadan and you will like to perform Taraweeh Salah, recite the glorious Quran and worship with devotion. Rice is beneficial in summer season. Rice has a cooling effect. It provides coolness to the body in the summer season when eating it daily. Eating vegetables with rice is more useful. Yogurt and rice porridge are the excellent food of summer season. Remember, spicy and tasty biryani cooked in a cauldron is harmful to health. Rice boiled in the water is appropriate to eat. Delicious cold drink for safety from the heat and heat stroke. As per need, take some unripe mangoes, remove the peelings and place it on the stove with water. After a few boilings, the unripe mangoes will melt. Remove the mango seeds after rubbing and pressing and grind all the pulp by the grinder. A thick drink will be prepared. Mix sugar, brown sugar is better, in double quantity and place it on the stove and boil it, so that it may dissolve. For making it cold, fill it in the bottles. In the month of Ramadan, in Sahri and Iftari time, drink this delicious drink. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, it will protect from heat and sunstroke. Tip for overcoming weakness. Take 2 spoons of sugar, brown sugar is better, and 1 spoon white salt. Boil them in 1/2 kilogram of water. Drink it at iftar time after it gets cold. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, it will overcome the body weakness causing due to the shortage of water. This water is also beneficial for overcoming the weakness of the patients. High blood pressure and diabetic patients should act according to the suggestion of the doctor. Treatment for prickly heat. If you start developing prickly heat, eat 11 small fresh sprouts of margosa, i.e. neem, for 7 days, and if you are suffering from severe prickly heat rashes, then eat it with water for 40 days on an empty stomach, i.e. before breakfast. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, prickly heat rashes, pimples, acne and small raised spots will be removed. If one completes the 30-day course prior to the beginning of summer, Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, he will not suffer prickly heat rashes, etc. Treatment for menstrual blockage. If a woman experiences menstrual blockage due to warm and dry climate, she should mix a small spoon of watermelon seed kernels and a spoon of honey in a cup of aniseed water and drink it in the morning and evening. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, it will be beneficial. Drink water abundantly and if possible drink 12 glasses of water daily. 25 colorful madani pearls for protecting from heat. Number 1. Keep your eyebrows moist with water as much as possible. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, it will protect from sunstroke, summer heat, intensity of thirst, depression and headache. Number 2. Reduce the use of stove. Number 3. Wear white or light color and loose fitting clothes. How great it is if Islamic brothers wear sunnah conforming white clothes. Number 4. Keep a small towel with you every time so that it could be put on the head after dipping into the cold water. Number 5. It is better to avoid any hard work. Disease does not regard for any compulsion. Number 6. It is highly beneficial to take bath twice a day. Number 7. The use of sunglasses when leaving outside, exposing to sunshine, protects the eyes from the intensity of the heat. Number 8. When you go outside, keep a piece of onion in your hand or pocket. Tie it around the neck of the children Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, all of you will stay safe from heat stroke. Number 9. Be careful not to expose yourself to direct sunshine and spend especially the hottest part of the day, i.e. between 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. under any shade. Islamic brothers who go to the masjid for Zuhr Salah should cover their head and neck with any cloth, and if possible, they should carry an umbrella. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, those who wear an imamah, their heads are already covered and their necks remain hidden. Having white chadar, i.e. cloak, on the head increases the benefits. Number 10. Keep a wet towel on the head during the load shedding. Use a hand fan and keep pouring water onto the body. Number 11. Whether you feel thirst or not, drink at least 12 glasses of water daily if possible. Drink 14 glasses of water. The water contained in the food is also included in the above mentioned quantity of glasses. For example, if you take 10 glasses of water and the water equal to 2 glasses also went into the stomach through other food and fruits, in this way you have taken 12 glasses of water. Number 12. Use ORS to maintain the balance of water and body salt. Patients with high blood pressure should follow the instruction given by the doctors. Number 13. Drink juice of sattu, a blend of cereal powder and flour, cucumber juice, coconut water, pure juice of sugar cane, water mixed with honey, lemon water and salted buttermilk. Number 14. Drinking buttermilk mixed with black salt and ground karam seeds reduces the heat and weight as well. Number 15. Reduce the use of tea, coffee, boiled eggs, excessive sweet drinks, excessive sweet dishes, cold drinks, food containing excessive oil and ghee as little as possible, even the food which take enough time to digest. Moreover, caffeine items such as chocolate, etc. Number 16. Buying cheap drinks and gola gandas, i.e. ice-based dessert made of finely crushed ice, is equivalent to buying diseases by paying a price. Number 17. It is harmful to drink cold water immediately after coming from blazing sunshine in the state of sweating abundantly. Number 18. Increase the use of vegetables such as pumpkin, aubergine, beetroot and radish, etc. Number 19. Increase the use of water and yogurt in sehri and iftar timings. Number 20. In summer season, mango, peach, apricot, guava, melon and watermelon not only provide energy to the body but also removes the body heat of the stomach and liver. Moreover, consume other seasonal fruits abundantly. Number 21. Eat simple and light diets. Reduce the use of fainy, i.e. dessert, and spicy fried items. Even keep away from these things. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, you will reveal its benefits yourself, and it will make fasting and other acts of worship of the blessed month of Ramadan easy. Number 22. Eat less diet in sahri and iftar times. Number 23. Avoid sleeping on a foam mattress. Number 24. The most at risk are older people and small children. They need more protection from the heat. Number 25. Whilst showing kindness, provide protection to your cattle and chickens, etc., from the heat. Mango, the king of fruits. 25 Madni pearls of mango. The summer season fruit mango is an excellent blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and it carries numerous benefits. Mango makes new blood cells. It provides strength to intestines, stomach, kidney, urinary bladder and nervous system. It is good for acidity. However, carbide ripened mangoes may increase acidity instead of decreasing it. One who suffers from sleeping disorder should eat a mango followed by a glass of milk. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, he will fall asleep. Consuming mango is useful for the cardiac and cancer patients. Mango causes obesity. Mango prevents constipation. Drinking lassi, a yogurt-based drink, or eating little jamons, Syzygium cumini, after having eaten mangoes, removes its warm effects. If milk causes gas, add small amount of ginger. If a pregnant woman is being fed a little fresh and sweet pulp of mango daily, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, the baby will be born healthy. Breastfeeding women should eat mango daily as it increases milk. Mango quenches the thirst. Sucking off the pulp of the mango is better than eating it by slicing. Drinking kachi lassi, i.e. yogurt-based drink mixed with water, followed by eating mangoes, is beneficial for the vision and the body weakness. Always use mangoes after getting them cold. Eating mangoes without getting them cold may cause boils on the body and may cause eye diseases too. Eat mangoes in small quantity. Eating mangoes in excess may cause the weakness of liver and the disease in which one suffers stomach bloating and intense thirst. Eating 3 grams finely ground kernels of dried mango seed with water is beneficial in treating motions. If women have heavy menstrual bleeding, then eating 1 spoon powder of the kernels of dried mango seed in the morning and evening will benefit immensely, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. This cure is also useful for bleeding piles, hemorrhoids. Grafted mango is heavy for stomach and it digests slower. It has many kinds such as saroli, langra, chonsa and sindri, etc. Short, tempered and phlegmatic people should not eat mango on an empty stomach. It damages stomach and causes heat. Sour mango causes damage to the teeth and throat. It may lead to flu and damage blood. Mango helps increasing the urine. The chemical called carbide is used for artificially ripening mangoes and other fruits. Therefore, use after dipping them into the water for a while, then washing them properly, because even a small quantity of carbide may lead to the risk of cancer too, in addition to other diseases if it is swallowed. Wash the mangoes properly for its gum, an adhesive substance, is cleaned, otherwise it may cause throat irritation. Patients of high blood pressure should not eat mangoes without the doctor's advice. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. 25 Madni Pearls of Watermelon. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has quoted, eating watermelon before meals washes the stomach and removes the disease from its root. Finally, grind the black pepper, black cumin and salt and store it in a bottle and sprinkle it on watermelon. In this way, it will also increase the taste of the watermelon and it will prove to be the best medicine for digestion, as well as it will stimulate appetite. Identification of sweet watermelon. If there is round spots on the entire peeling or stripes all around, then the darker the green color, the sweeter and redder it will be, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. If thumping watermelon lightly produces a hollow sound, then it is the sign of excellent and ripe peace. If a pregnant woman eats 125 grams watermelon mixed with honey daily, by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, she will give birth to a healthy baby. Watermelon contains minerals such as glucose, phosphorus, carbohydrates, natural sugar, vitamins A, B, iron, potassium, calcium, and the flesh-generating ingredients. Those patients who are suffering urine irregularities should eat watermelon as it cleans the urinary bladder. Watermelon is best for bladder pain and infection. Watermelon strengthens the heart and removes the heat of liver, bladder, and kidney. Watermelon relieves the burning sensation of hands and feet. If one suffers any pain or discomfort at the part of navel or around it, then the use of watermelon is of great advantage. It also soothes stomach inflammation. Whether it is a day or night, do not drink water straight after eating watermelon, and sleeping immediately after eating watermelon may cause cholera. Phlegmatic people, the patients of stomach disease, the patients suffering muscle pain, the patients suffering frequent urination, and the diabetes patient should not use watermelon. Consuming of the peelings of the watermelon by the milking animals increases their milk and they become fat. Consuming watermelon at Sehri time prevents thirst during fasting. Watermelon suits short-tempered people, particularly in Ramadan. Watermelon helps treat fever caused by excessive heat. Never eat rice the day when you have already eaten watermelon. Watermelon dissolves renal and urinary bladder stones. In the blessed month of Ramadan, eat watermelon with the gap of 2 hours after having eaten food in iftar time. Watermelon makes one fat. Watermelon refreshes the heart. It purifies the blood and removes the acidity and heat of the blood. Watermelon is an excellent diet for the patients suffering from typhoid. Eating a small quantity of watermelon in Sehri saves one from heat and sunstroke. To remain safe from various diseases, it is necessary to eat watermelon in the summer season. Watermelon is an excellent diet for anemia, liver weakness, indigestion and toxins in the blood, as well as it removes vapor, i.e. those vapors which move upward to the brain and causes body temperatures to rise. Use of watermelon in the blessed month of Ramadan in summer season is extremely useful. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, it will not only overcome the shortage of water but also restore your energy and let not stimulate the thirst all the day long. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Apricot. According to the medical researchers, whether apricot is a fresh or dried, it carries surprising benefits with it, as well as it is a kind of fruit which is full of nutrition. Its use for the diseases such as eyes, intestines, fever and cancer is beneficial. Along with plenty of vitamins and minerals, apricot contains potassium, iron and beta carotene in abundance. 14 Madani pearls of apricot. Apricot generates energy in the body. Some physicians suggest that apricot prolongs life. Apricot relieves constipation. Apricot prevents belching. Apricot removes the hardness of liver. Apricot is beneficial for stomach irritation and piles. In the state of fever caused by heat, after having taken apricot, drinking hot water mixed with honey brings about vomiting and as a result fever subsides. Consuming 10 fresh or dried apricots with normal water on a daily basis is beneficial for flu, bad cold and throat irritation, as well as it removes foul smell. Apricot jam provides strength to the heart, liver and stomach. Apricot seeds, almonds, should not be thrown away, they should be consumed. The advantages of the apricot kernels are like the kernels of almonds. Kernels of almonds are more useful, whereas the apricot seeds are beneficial for the stomach. If the juice obtained by rubbing 25 grams leaves of apricot tree is made to drink to anybody, its juice, i.e., will kill the intestinal worms. 6 grams of leaves are sufficient for children. It is very beneficial for human heart because it is the quality of apricot that it reduces cholesterol. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد. فالصا جرويا أسياتيكا. In addition to 81% water, فالصا i.e. جرويا أسياتيكا contains protein facts, fibers, carbohydrate, calcium and iron. Falsa lowers the intensity of thirst and it prevents the deficiency of water by maintaining the flow in the body. It cleans blood and by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, it possesses the characteristic of treating the blood and heart illnesses. It prevents flu, bad cold, cough, throat irritation, and breathing problems. Falsa improves the digestive system. It controls cholesterol and blood pressure. Leaves of falsa tree contain the cure of many skin diseases. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Do not delay the wages. The noblest prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has stated, pay the laborer his wage before his sweat dries. Interpretation of the blessed hadith, do not delay paying the wage to the laborer, instead pay him the wage on the agreed time without any delay. There can be no such objection to the hadith, as the wage should not be paid to the laborer if he does not sweat, nor can it be objected that monthly salary is forbidden or that paying the wage on a daily basis is necessary. Deep wisdom is required for understanding the blessed hadith. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.